Hello and welcome one, welcome all again to the University of Chicago. We are here outside Rathner Athletic Center, just across from Stagg Field, and we are excited to have you join us today as the Lady Reds out of Carthage College come in 5-2 overall, taking on your 6-0 University of Chicago Maroons. They are second ranked right now. It is so beautiful out here today. As we mentioned, we're on Facebook Live and the Maroon Broadcast Network. We thank you for being here with us. The number two Maroons are heading into tonight's match, a six-game win streak after capturing that identical 5-0 win over Carroll University and Milwaukee School of Engineering last week. University of Chicago dominated play all season. They outscored their opponents 23-2. The Maroons, they've outshot their competition now 166-20 in that margin, including 87-7. On goal. And just to talk about some outstanding players here, McKinney is leading the Maroons with 11 points with her 5 goals and 1 assist. And senior forward Spiker had 3 goals last week, 8 points, and a rookie forward Jaminski had 3 goals and 2 assists to round out UChicago's offensive leaders. Going left to right are going to be your Maroons in the home whites with the maroon letters and numbers and black trim. The visiting Lady Reds, take a guess. They're wearing the all reds, going right to left, wearing the red kits all the way down to the shoes. I believe there might be some white shoes in there, some black shoes, and they're wearing the white numbers and letters. We're excited to be here today. But really quickly, before we lose his services, we're going to have our friend Sergio step in for just a second. Sergio, you've seen them play. You've got to talk to some of the players and coaches leading up to it. You've called a few games so far. What's a good outlook for the Maroons here coming into today's game?
Well, thank you for being with us today. It's a pleasure to be with you, Peter. And this is what I think. The Maroons has a really good balance between defense and offense. And Calamari always is the key player all the time. And I like the way they take it away. For example, when they gaff the ball with the goalkeeper, they start in touching short, remains the position, and have the control of the game.
Yeah.
So far, the first half always scored with 2-0. So we're moving forward with you, Peter.
Yeah, and we before, you know, our action is underway, but, you know, on behalf of Sergio and all of us here at University of Chicago and Illinois Media School, our thoughts go out to those in Mexico affected by the earthquake this past 24 hours ago. Luckily, Sergio's family has been said to be safe. So, but again, Sergio, our thoughts go out to all the soccer fans and fans of the beautiful game down in Mexico. As we pass the midfield, back and forth we go a bit. Beautiful sunny day, so for those of you watching, the sun will set and be coming right at you. But again, record-breaking day for heat in the lovely month of September. Some may say a Indian summer here at the end of the month, picked up in that case by the visiting goalkeeper for Monic. She kicks away with a bit of a side spin, controlling. Are the Maroons, Olivero? Chip ahead a bit. Whistle called. That must have been on the far field. You might hear some whistles in the background. The Maroon football team is practicing off in the distance, so there might be some awry whistles. Let's see if it affects play at all today.
Well, the whistle sounds completely different than the football, than the soccer, so I think it's not going to be affected. But funny thing, you mentioned the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hot.
Yeah.
So it's going to make you burn easy your gas.
Yeah,
it's a good day.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how many substitutions we see. If the heat changes at all, what the story is with today's game as kick goes away again by the goalkeeper from Onik. No shots on goal thus far. Just some shots that have dribbled their way.
This is what I don't like about the Reds. All the teams coming here splitting the ball. With the kick, with the bootleg, they don't have the control. So the good thing from the midfield, and who controls the midfield, get the possession and have the opportunity to score first. Like in this time, they always try to attack from size. The Maroons are very powerful in the size. And believe me, they have strong players like Speaker, Olivero, and Calamari. They're doing an amazing job controlling the ball and have the possession. In this moment, Furmanek is going to try to bootleg, and you can see they split the ball, and now the Maroons try to collect or recover that ball. The possession is going to be complicated for the Reds. So far, the first offensive I've seen crossing midfield by the Reds, and I don't know why you think, Peter, but 42 minutes remaining on the first half.
Yeah.
And no shots is a little complicated.
It is, but right now I think, you know, both teams have a winning record. Yes, the Lady Reds have two losses, but, you know, just a little bit of a feeling out. We're used to so many points and goals by the Maroons that we're shocked they're not coming very quickly with that offensive attack.
Well, they always start like a little slowly, but when they feel the gas to the end, mm-hmm. oh my God, they start winning 6-0, 6-1.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And now you can see the Reds, they have only a mistake, a confusion, miscommunication yeah. between the goalkeeper. And lucky for them, they can clear away to the right side. And number 26 taking the possession and taking the leadership for the Reds. But that mm-hmm. is their little mistake. Number 26, speaker, too much on point on the perfect moment, on yeah. the perfect time. Unfortunately for her, the goalkeeper for Manek was perfectly.
Yeah, so getting the whistle. That was a whistle for this game, going to the Maroons, but taken away right away by the Lady Reds. They're trying to look to push ahead, being Jerivere. Looking to the mid. Tap aside by Cargyle. Maroons able to intercept, pushing forward. Blair taps away, no turnaround. One more pass. That one goes far. Novarini. Maroons push ahead, and that might be a corner. And it is. Let's see what side they do corner on the far side. So any thoughts on how they're going to do this corner?
Yeah, well, this is what I'm going to do. I've been looking for them a long time, and they always put it much people, like five players in the penalty point, and send the center straight to there. Mm-hmm. And if somebody can just touch the ball nearest, they're going to be the first goal of this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The effect is going to be inside, giving the advantage to the defenders. Almost there.
Goes a bit far. Maroons able to take control. I think the Lady Reds thought it was going to go. Good clearing to the middle. Header missed. Knee shot. Oh, and it ricochets. No handball called. Still in the Maroons' possession. Good save by Malone. Or excuse me, by Furmanek.
Yeah, she got a lot of luck because she was chasing for the ball and just moving the straight movement that she yeah. must be doing. And find the ball straight to the chest and controlling. And you can see it's 1-on-1. And the goalkeeper so far has three options.
Yeah.
And coding the opportunity for the Maroons. So as you can see, the offensive from the Maroons is too strong. And still having the ball. He's going to throw in the ball from the right side. And yeah. for those, they don't have any idea. They use a lot the size. Mm-hmm. They use a lot the size. Creating many opportunities.
Good throw in, Lady Reds. Actually take that one away after the throw-in. Do they have an offensive attack? Many defenders right now for the Maroons. Let's see what the Lady Reds do. They may want to reset, or are they going to try to go solo? They go up the far sideline. Making an effort is the Maroons, and that's a good play by the Maroons defense, allowing for their defense to reset. Throw-in now. Hit away by McCatton. All the way back to the defense. Two players right behind midfield. Thank you to our associate Eric Willowhite for stepping in, helping camera. Of course, Eddie Parker on your other camera today. So if you've tuned in any games this year, we're getting more techie, more cameras brought about. Continue to bring you outstanding coverage here of the Maroon fall broadcast season. Pete Ferreri, Sergio Venegas. Also, thanks to Timmy Helms, our camera operator and producer.
This is what I'm going to tell you. The formation from the Maroons is three defenders, five in the midfield. That is why you can see it's complicated to getting through because they have five persons over there doing the stopping and recovering so fast, and two in the front. So, as you can see, the Reds only have four defenders, three midfields, and three strikers.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two more people in the midfield. That is why you can never going through in the midfield. And the goalkeeper, that is Malone, will have no much trouble to control this game. And you can see now the Maroons is controlling for the right side, trying to open to the side.
That was going to be onside, not able to get there, is Wachter. That was, she had a long path of nobody in her way.
Well, she tried to send it to this hole, and now here comes the opportunity for the Reds, first time. a trees between us, so we can see too much.
Yeah,
right?
We're playing with you on this one, but we have more than one camera, so I'm sure we're bringing you the action at home. We thank you for joining us here on the Maroon Broadcast Network and Facebook Live. Lady Reds 5-2 coming into today. Again, they're playing back to the strength of their defense right now. Carthage did enter tonight's match on a three-game winning streak. They beat Aurora University and University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh in the two games last week. They're led by Kelsey Denho, who has 6 goals, and Aaron Otto, 3 goals, 4 assists. So let's see if Kelsey and Aaron make an early impact on the pitch here today.
You can see how his spiker bends the sleeves to the top because it's too hot.
Yeah.
And number 6 is taking the spot for Charlotte, is taking the side. She becomes a middle field instead of be a defender. That's the real position, is a defender. And now when they're doing the transition from defend to attack, they only remains 2 defenders in the back, giving more persons, putting more pressure. And now here comes Furmanek, going to split the ball. That's what I don't like it.
With the way the sun's setting right now, again, it's going to be coming to your west on the far side of the field. Do you try, while the sun is setting, to utilize that angle of the far side going in on your goalie to try to get her maybe to have to look up?
Yeah, well, you need to try. I haven't seen many shots from outside. So if the Maroons want to try to test how accurate or how good are the reflex from the goalkeeper, that is Muranek, you must be starting shooting for 30 yards at least.
Okay.
But, like, your question is, they must be start playing from the Reds. They must be playing short to have the control, like the Maroons do it every time they put, instead of splitting the ball in the midfield, they have the control, and the position is over with them.
Just about 10 minutes into the contest, still zeros on the board. Lady Reds, no shots on goal yet. A few close attempts by the Maroons. Nothing with much force behind it. Although a crisp pass to the near side, Olivero. She cuts back to mid. Will she do the tap? Goes with the left foot and goal! Olivero! Light him up, Maroons! 1-0. We were just talking about the attack. She had an outlet pass on the far side. Sergio decided to take it herself with the left foot.
Yeah, that's supposed to be doing. You only see the Furmanek looking the ball, going in, moving the net. That's the first one. And Olivero shows she got a strong left shot. And what a shot. It was, what, 30 yards?
It was a clear 10 yards past the goal box, so I would have to agree with that. I don't know if, I mean, think about it. I don't know if Furmanek was ready for that. She didn't make much of an effort because it was so far out.
But maybe she's that mistake, because she must be at least in the small box waiting for that. If you short the angle, you will be able to dive and stop the shot perfectly. She doesn't expect the shot, but Olivero scores at the minute 34, remaining on the first half. And now the Maroons have 1-0 taking the lead, and they have all the power. Look, here comes
passing
another opportunity.
Passing far side, that is going to be onside. Is she coming with the left foot? She does! Ricochets, but it goes out! Oh, saved by the crossbar. It's going to be 2-0 in just a matter of less than 60 seconds. Oh, that was close, Sergio.
Yeah, what I like about the Maroons, they attack from right, and then they change the side to the left, and see what it goes. Just putting in between two players, just a little pass, and here comes once again going deep to the left side.
Lady Red's able to intercept there. Let's see if they hold on to possession. Maroons have gotten pretty aggressive in the past 2 minutes.
Always been like that, putting a lot of pressure. I think when they start 10 minutes, they're giving free game, and they don't have the 10 minutes going to be a lot of pressure, and they have one goal by Olivero. What a shot, Peter. What a shot. And here comes another opportunity with a shot.
That's a chip that's going to go a bit wide. Right now, Maroons just all attack, attack, attack. They're not even able to clear it to midfield right now.
Yeah, because the goalkeeper, Furmanek, the bootleg is not strong enough. They have, 4 yards they kick the ball and split the ball. See? And there is too many people over there, and they have 5 players waiting for the Maroons and recovering so much easy. Oh, watch out with the cameras man over there. No.
No, I don't. That's the first time, I believe, all season that it even came close. Camera operator for the Lady Reds up top called for it. Didn't quite get that far. Chip, left foot. Can the Maroons get to it in time? Watkins, and that one goes far, and we're going to have a goal kick 1-0 is your score. The Lady Reds are lucky that that's only the score right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because so far it's been 6 attempts, 2 almost goal. The first one was hitting the crossbar, and the other one's made it by Olivero. That is amazing shot that I've been calling to you. They must be seeing how accurate are the goalkeeper or what she can do. And this moment, you can see the pressure from the Maroons. It's making complicated getting out. Another center.
Missed on the header, but are they able to maintain? They are. Maroons.
Calamari.
Going mid. Left foot rolls. Picked off by the Lady Reds. Chipped away. Looking for another shot was Olivero. She was, you know, another thing. Notice, she is a lefty. So coming off the foot a little bit differently than maybe the Lady Reds are used to. Lucky for the Lady Reds, they were able to intercept it.
This is what it happened. You don't have many players that is lefty. So she had an advance because they always tell you, take it to your worst leg that is the right in her case. If she was right, you must be taken to the left side because that's your weak leg. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So nobody expects she shoot it from the left because she's a lefty. And you can see how good she controls the ball, giving back to Calamari. And Calamari is going to open the field, making run number 6, that is Charlotte, unable to get that pass. But I like this balance. They're always using both sides of the field, and they're controlling the ball, the position. Like I tell you, whoever's get the midfield control, they will have more time, the position, and more opportunities. So far, the Reds, they don't do any change. So I will change the formation for a diamond in the midfield. You will have the same 3 offensive players, and they maybe can change like the Maroons do it. 5 players in the midfield, and then you will have the position. That's what I think, Peter.
Yeah. Goalkeeper Malone actually was able to touch the ball in this first half. We've gone 15 minutes, and she is playing today. So for the fans of the Maroons, that is a very good sign. Maroons main take possession back. Near sideline, Calamari.
This is it.
Pass up ahead. Spiker looks for it. Ooh. Chips. Ooh, save. I think she might have hit the grass before the foot made contact with the ball, and it ended up rolling right into the hands of the goalkeeper.
She weighed too much. She must be shooting because the goalkeeper was nearest to the left side, and they give you a huge hole to the right. So if you shoot it to the right side, will be the second goal, but she wait. The ball's coming here, and then the defenders slide so fast and take it away that
Wachter
opportunity.
Wachter taking it herself. Hits the goal box, passes in. One time back. Looks for the left, clears far. She actually fell. She put so much into it. McKinney maintains possession, tries to go back mid, and we are going to have another corner kick. So again, do you change up what you do in this effort with a corner kick knowing you have a 1-0 lead?
No, I will do the same situation. Put it many people in the penalty point. If I was a defender, I will try to put it one-on-one, but it's so complicated because you can move it somebody to the first box and just recenter with the head, and you will be moving all the people taking on you. And they have the chances. Somebody just must be touched the ball, and it will be the second one.
Corner kick at some good height. Left foot chipped away by the Lady Reds. Can the Maroons maintain possession? They do. They go back to the defense. High chip. Where will it drop? It's going to go out of bounds. We saw a few weeks ago with a men's game where it ricocheted between hands and the crossbar about 2 times. So Lady Reds, good job there marking their opponents and not letting a clean attempt on that corner.
Yeah, but see, you already know they're going to split the ball. Mm-hmm. So I request 2 dot defenders that is not doing anything at all. Go closer, request the ball, and then have the possession. And then you can clear up because you're making the Maroons forces to move in forward, and they create the spaces instead of splitting the ball. But I'm not the coach. Yeah. I'm just a broadcaster. But I know some things from little soccer, so...
Well, that's why you're the color commentary person. You're supposed to know things. I just talk.
Well, thank you very much, sir. So pretty much you can see the pressure is from the Maroons.
Far side, and that one is going to be called offside. We are 15 minutes into the game. Maximum effort for the Maroons have led them to a 1-0 lead. Good defense on multiple corner kicks has allowed Carthage to stay within that 1-goal deficit. Pete Ferrari and Sergio here with you, bringing you an outstanding matchup here on a 92-degree day on the south side of Chicago. Very good free kick, but Maroons right on point. So what Maroons have done a good job is off of any free kick, out of any goal kick, to immediately work to get possession. They go here.
Yeah.
Wachter Mearside making a run. Does she have the pass? She's able to split. It's onside. Chip one ahead. Lady Red's able to get there. A little bit of miscommunication there. Spiker, if she would have seen that pass or seen it coming, she could make a run. Let's see if it goes back to Wachter. Holding it now is Calamari. Calamari has it chipped away. Good first good standing tackle, but taken right back away. Left foot in, controlled, body cleared away by the Reds. Good. The defense now, they're swinging. There's a lot more movement by Carthage on the defensive end, Sergio.
Yes, it is, because they are now figure out the offensive is going to be between Gina and Olivero and Calamari. Always be the three people touch the ball, and they're all going for them. And you have to have the chance, the offensive time. So this is going to happen. They're going to send the ball just to the middle of the box, and somebody's going to hit it with the head.
And that one's matriculates just a bit away. Goalkeeper Maloney will pick it up out of Cary Grove High School, Cary, Illinois. I was up in Cary 2 weeks ago for a Cary Grove High School volleyball game. They fell to arch rival Huntley in three. Very good athletic program. Sergio, wind is coming a bit from the south. I believe that's what you were going with. So, I mean, that's a strong gust, as you can hear. It's being picked up on our microphones. That, would you say that is now in the favor of the Maroons, that it's going with them?
Yeah. So if you shoot the ball with that just a little effect, taking advantage from the wind that is blowing on your favor, that make you more easy to get the ball inside. So this is what I do if I was the coach, requesting start shooting more to the goalkeeper. I want to see how good she is on the skills, and she is able to stop too many shots. But now the Reds has the possession three-quarters of the field, and they throw in. Finally, I want to see if there is an opportunity for Malone showing her skills that she always develop. Unfortunately for us, the team works too good, Peter.
I know, Maroons already, we don't even get to finish the sentence. Yep. Maroons regain possession. They've just had smooth tackling, chipped ahead, but the Lady Reds are going to get to that, and Stryker not able to make a, or Spiker, excuse me. Spiker is the striker. If I say that wrong again, my apologies. But Spiker not able to make an attempt, but right away, Maroons, possession.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, now at the mid. Looking left side is Moore. No substitutions out of Seton Catholic Prep in Scottsdale, Arizona. Calamari loses possession, able to get it right back. McKinney, a right-to-left move. Left foot, having to be a diving save by Fermanic. Her own team were a little bit in, not able to give her a clear window. Luckily, she was able to make that last-second adjustment.
Well, actually, they say any shots, the goalkeeper must be remanded. Nobody must be touching, because you're going to touch it and change the direction of the shot, and they will be the goal. So that is
right
what they
now,
say.
And you know, we can't necessarily fast forward to halftime, but right now, if your goalkeeper, Emily Fermanic, you're telling your defenders, look, when I do a goal kick, you got to make an effort toward that, because right now the Maroons, we see it right there. First foot on the ball, you're giving the possession right back. The whole game's being played in the Lady Reds, half of the field.
That always happened.
Making a run. Watkins, and that one's going to chip away. That might be a throw-in if it goes out of bounds, and it is going to be a throw-in.
And let me tell you something. I always come here and see the Maroons. I see the spirit's completely different. They'll make me look on the other team so slow, but that's because the Maroons' speed is so much faster. And we have a substitution. Leaving number 26, the field, enter number 4. Spiker is leaving the field, enter Adriana Vera. Adriana Vera, watch out with her. She's a good shooter, and they put it for that reason. It's so accurate, and they have a look. Look, here we go.
Oh, what is she? Ooh, good play. We oohed because as you're talking about her, she almost had a chance at a header, but good defense there by Fermanic to be able to intercept. Now let's see again off of this goal kick what happens. And Lady Reds able to head it to the far side. So good play by the Lady Reds as they now are in the offensive attack for the Maroons. Looking back mid, making a run. Wyszelski. And that one goes too far. And we are going to have a... it's going to be a goal kick. My apologies. It will be a goal kick.
But on that play, you can see the Maroons, the transition from offensive to defensive. They make six players line. It's so much complicated to get through six players, and you only are four. It's two advantage. And now see the transition from defending to attacking is going to be so smooth for the Maroons, and they're going to recover in three quarters of the ball, what I told you.
Near sideline, Maroons once again have possession. Making a push, Calamari. Ahead, it was on, oh, it was offsides. I don't know if they would have called that if Vera hadn't checked with the referee, so she might have hurt her own cause.
No, Vera was checking if the referee is going to leave the flag.
Yeah.
So in the moment she start trying to get that ball, it's on offside because she was on offside. So she's so clever. She first look, they don't raise the flag. So she started running. In that moment, you are in offside. So it belongs to the Reds. And that's supposed to be doing now. Finally, playing short. See, see what is the difference?
Yeah.
You have the control. Well,
and that's going to be right away a throw-in. But no, I agree. You got to change, you know, your attempts if you're the Lady Reds, because right now the midfield is being dominated by the Maroons. So you have to, you know, you're 25 minutes into the game. Ricochets, not able to get there. Oh, and Vera not able to get there in time. That one ricocheted right past the goalkeeper, and we are now going to have a corner kick as it wasn't touched by any Maroon. So this, a third corner on the far side.
This is what it happens. Furmanek doesn't expect the ball's going through because the defender supposed to be stopping.
Yeah.
That is what I tell you. The first rule, any shot comes straight to the goalkeeper is for the goalkeeper. You must not touch it. They touch it, they miscommunicated and giving a corner kick. So now you can see they put it five players in the far side and going to put it the ball inside in the penalty kick.
Playing near post. Left foot up. Ooh, and it just goes over the crossbar. With the challenge was Kelsey Moore. So Kelsey Moore really playing with a lot of speed right now, Sergio. Also, not necessarily speed, quickness.
Yes.
She's very quick with getting off the goal kick. She's quick off of, we have a substitution.
Two, leaving the field. Number 12, Danielle Noveri, and number 14, Erin Ott. I think, you know, on the field it's, No, number 5, number 22, no.
Playing long, and there's Vera again pushing forward. Lady Reds, two Lady Reds watching each other. Luckily, one's able to go to it. That goes far side, and it will be a throw-in for the Maroons. Quick throw-in, Calamari. Pass ahead to Vera. And the Maroons give up to Stanfa. Stanfa looking for a challenge. No challenge. Strong pass ahead. Wyszelski. Chip away. What a save! Miranda Malone says no. That was the first time she's been challenged today. It sprinkled through a few defenders, and it was a one-on-one. Beautiful side. Beautiful sliding save.
Yeah, that's supposed to be she doing. Cutting the angle. Go for the ball. Diving. And the ball goes straight to the chest. First opportunity for the Reds. And Stanfa was the changes going in. There is another player showing some difference. And there have the first attempt. Good skills by Malone. That's supposed to be doing. I like this game. The first thing, or the bad thing could happen now for the Reds, it will be ending the first half. Because they already opened the opportunity and get to the final destination that is trying to score the goal.
So they have more. We have a reset, so it went from a possession Maroons all the way back now for the Lady Reds. So, interesting quick turn of possession there. But you bring up a good point. Right now, with all the close plays by the Maroons, it could be 3-0 right now. However, the Maroons are one kick away from tying it up. And that's what I think the Maroons have to remember. Yes, you've been on the attack all day, but don't forget you're also the team that very quickly can score on others. You know it could happen to you.
Because they generate a lot of opportunities. With a lot of luck, they have the chances to score. Like now they're sending the ball to the box, and there is the opportunity just fade away. They recover by the Maroons, and now
they chip near. That's going to be onside by Vera. Does she have the legs to get there?
She has.
Misplay. Good defense there by Stolklin. That will be a throw-in for the Maroons as we have a three-person substitution. Checking out 9, 12, 10. Checking in 32. And we'll get those other numbers in a moment. But
it's DeBoe, Olivero, and McKinney leaving the field. Number two is Watkins.
And Katie Sedera, the defender from New Trier, the Trevians.
And Rachel Diaz is in.
So Lady Red still only trailed by one. Had a strong shot about 2 minutes ago. Goalkeep now Malone. One thing that the Maroons have done, which you said the Lady Reds need to start trying, is playing a short game. Don't keep trying to use up a quarter of the field with one kick or one pass.
Yeah, but you see now how the Maroons is moving the ball side by side. At least they have 15 touches, and they have an opportunity of foul. So they're moving fast. No. Yes.
Foul ahead. Nobody marks up. Chip goes. Boo! That was a close one as well. As Adriana Vera has to stop, smart throw. Go yep. with the throw right now. Let your team adjust and play to their strengths. As we've seen that the Lady Reds are able to keep up with the Maroons when they're not trying to play the long game. Maroons regain possession. Watkins, and that one goes back to the Lady Reds. But you see, anytime the Lady Reds push it far, there's three Maroons available to go for it. It's not the same on the defense.
No,
for Carthage.
The reason is they put it five people in the midfield, and there is an offside.
Another offside. Again, to reset, we are here, Pete and Sergio on the call on Facebook Live and the Maroon Broadcast Network, powered by the staff and students of the Illinois Media School. Go to bnair.com for more information. We have Timmy Helms on camera, and our camera coordinator and Illinois Media School student Eddie Parker on the new sideline camera. Thank Eddie for joining us today. 1-0 your score. First goal by Olivero scored in the 11th minute. And there have been at least six solid chances since then. None have gone into the net, one of which even hit the post and ricocheted. Didn't go the Maroons' way. Lady Reds still only one goal away from the equalizer.
But see, they have the pressure. Nobody calls. Hey, watch out. It's coming behind for you. So if they don't communicate, the Reds will be had a lot of issues. Now, the Maroons recovered so fast, sending to number four. What a move. Special skills remain in the ball, and now it's going to open to the other side because they have the space. And the Reds only is remaining four against three defenders from the Reds. So it's going to be tough, and this is a great opportunity.
Ahead, Maroons. Chip. Oh, she went near post, and that was knocked away. Doesn't go out of bounds. Still in play. What do the Maroons have in them for Diaz? Diaz. Clears, taken away quickly by Jamarillo. Jamarillo recently checked into the game. Very smart play. They've been playing too much to the middle of the field. Get to the sideline. Maroons regain possession, though, in the same breath. Looking for the pass, far sideline, and that's going to be off sides.
But this is what it happened, Peter. Two players, one going inside, the other one outside, and then sending the ball to the outside, getting inside. So much easy. She chose shooting to the nearest post of the goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. If she crossed the ball to the far, that will be the second. But as you call it, the Maroons create so much easy opportunities that it's complicated for the Reds to take cover. And the best thing could happen at this moment will be ending the first half, do the perfect adjustments, and then try to tie this game.
The Maroons are one pass away from having it be 3-0 right now.
Yes.
It's a lot of, if they do one more pass, they could have up to three goals right now. But nonetheless, Lady Reds still taking advantage of that as we are here on a Chicago day. Nice outside weather. Pete Ferreri and Sergio with you. Looking for the pass ahead. And a bit of a flat-footed shot on the far sideline.
You see, Peter, now the Reds is having four players warming up, and they have another substitution coming in right away as the referee let it in. But only I see another substitution by the Maroons. So technically, the Maroons is doing the perfect changes in the perfect time, giving a little break to the players who's going in the field, playing so hard. Like, see, oh my God, ref, that was an intention. I will not call it that.
Yeah, that was tough. She was going right for the ball, but nonetheless, possession goes to the Maroon, or excuse me, to the Lady Reds. P- past the 33rd minute, or in the 33rd minute of action in the opening half. A very quick first half, and I bet for those playing on the pitch today. But Sergio, and we'll get to this question in a second. Maroons chip up, left foot, goal. No goal. I said goal because goalkeeper got rolled over. I thought it was going to be a goal interference.
But look, she's touching his shoulder. Yeah. So watch out, because that could be injury.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the pause, but for those of you that are watching at home, saw that, I thought it could have been an injury. So glad all players are there. Different offensive setup for the Maroons. Most players paying, making a run in. She keeps it low, rolls around. Vera, back, rolls, chipped away, right foot, in. Oh! Vera let it go again. If she would have tapped it, it would have done a misdirection, and the Lady Reds wouldn't have had a chance. Vera jumped out of the way, thought it was going to get the far post. It does not.
I think Vera doesn't expect receiving the pass.
Yeah.
And the girl's shooting, I think it was Colomar, is supposed to be shooting with more potential, more power than she do. And Vera doesn't expect that. So what was going to be your question?
My question was going to be, you having played and coached for years in Mexico, how do you get players ready for heat? Because what you deal with in Mexico City is much different than what we have here, you know, many, many, many thousands of miles north.
Well, technically, the pre-seasons always go to the beaches, like Cancun, Acapulco, and then all the prep over there with the heat and the sweating. So when you have these conditions, you have no issue because you're already prepared for that situation. The most complicated part is the Mexico City for the height. For the other teams that's coming from outside, they have that issue. But the only stadium that have the most complicated height is in Bolivia, because it's the highest stadium in all the world. So you can have that situation or get prepared for that situation, because you must be flying to Bolivia and it's too much expensive. But with this heat, he's going to the beach and start doing work over there.
Well, we don't know if the Maroons went to North Avenue Beach, but if they did, that is showing today as we are approaching the 40th minute of play. Here, 1-0 the score. Lady Reds have only had one chance at the equalizer. The Maroons over 5 to extend the lead to 2-0. But either way, Lady Reds, whether you want to call it luck, whether you want to call it things going their way, regardless of the situation, good defense, good sliding, good goal play. They only trail by one. Maroons still living in the possession side. And that is going to be another corner. Sergio, do you do anything different? None of your corners have been successful thus far. Do you try something different now?
They are trying something different. Look, Vera is going to take to the far post, making a lot of persons, and they have another in the other corner, in the other post, having like three defenders inside and the goalkeeper, so gonna the other people is outside. See, they're over in the movements, and here comes the opportunity.
Nice high pass, header, goal! University of Chicago wave the flag for old Chicago. 2-0 your score. Sergio, talk us through that second goal. We just talked about having to make an adjustment on the corner. They do a header, beautifully played by the University of Chicago, in that 2-0 lead.
This is what it happens. With the movements for those players changing sides, you must be making a lot of movement inside. So, you know what happened. They get in the space and just they hit it free. And the goalkeeper, Furmanek, was unable to stop it because it goes too hard in front of his head and the reaction was too slow. Now, leaving Vera and number 27, that is Calamari, enter to the field for the Maroons. I can guarantee is this player that I really like it. Oh, let me check. Gervier. I think it's Gervier.
Okay. And that one goes to the far sideline under the tents, where our buddy Nate Lundquist is keeping cool, hopefully, in this nice heat here. Sun does continue to set. But still a nice 92 on the pitch as the Maroons looking to make it 3. Left foot brings back mid. Strong chip ahead. And the goalkeeper's going to be able to get to that one. Making a run, as you said, was Casey Javier. She was trying to challenge that, but they go for the long play, and that was one of the strongest pushes we've seen by Carthage and Stamfa. So right now, Stamfa getting what we can say the hustle award for the Lady Reds, playing strong on all sides of the pitch.
Yeah, and that's what I like the Reds. I don't see they be overwhelmed for the pressure, and they try to continue. Unfortunately for them, it's so complicated because the midfield is taken by the Maroons, and now they have another chance.
Woo. That is going to be onsides. Maroons pushing around. That might be a whistle, and it is.
Another corner kick.
It's going to be another corner kick. Do you do the same thing? Try to get that high elevation to the near, or to, you know, their near post, our far post.
Now look, the number 11 is taking a step in front of the goalkeeper, making impossible to see. And there are four players from defensive. Mm-hmm. So if somebody hit the ball to the far corner or to the far post, it will be impossible to stop because there are many people over there.
Yeah.
And you can move it. So it's like a little cage for the goalkeeper.
I don't think she got as high as she wanted to. That a good two-person wall on the far post, able to block that corner kick. So by my account, one out of six successful corners now for the Maroons. Nonetheless, we have another substitution coming in. As the clock continues to run, we have just over seven and change remaining here in the opening half. 2-0 your score here on the Maroon Broadcast Network and Facebook Live. Successful throw-in going too far, though, so it actually ricocheted off of one of the Maroons. So let's see if they try to push. They being the Lady Reds, haven't used the near sideline a lot here, Sergio. Surprised they haven't? They've really kept it to the far side.
I've been seeing always they split the ball. All the away teams coming to visit here, the Maroons, always trying to split the ball instead of go play short like this. Look, and it's going to be so complicated because you have a trap over there. And funny fact, always the first half, the Maroons have this score 2-0. Always. And then on the second
half, they plan it that way, I think. Coach says better be 2-0 at halftime or else you're running gassers.
Yeah, but this score is the most tricky one because it doesn't reflect how good you are on the field. Like, easily could be 4 or 5-0 on the first half, all these two. So if the Reds have a good opportunity, a good lucky shot will be 2-1. Mm-hmm. So just one goal behind, and now they have the opportunity, the Maroons. Look.
Chip ahead, then able to get there cleanly is going to be. But again, one more pass, but it would have been offside. So, you know, very tough call kind of in between. But what I like is even with a 2-0 lead, Maroons are still being aggressive. They're still trying to get. They want three. They want four. They want five.
Yeah.
Good defense there by the Lady Reds. Playing it strongly is Ivanjic. Maroons regain possession. Wachter looking for the one time, and that's going to chip away. Oh, it's going to actually hit back and forth, so it's going to be a goal kick. Again, nothing near sideline we've seen thus far by the Lady Red, so we know that is an option.
But look, the goalkeeper is moving to the other side instead to the nearest one that we have, and then the defender must be moving to the outside of the box, requesting the ball. Give me the ball, and then I will have the chance to do another pass instead of splitting the ball.
And that one's going to play right back to the goal after one play. And that's going to go out of bounds. So we are going to have a throw-in under 5 minutes. So in the 41st minute of play, opening half, two goals thus far by your University of Chicago Maroons. Coming in 6-0 on the season, second overall. Maroons fighting for possession.
I'm just trying to see what could be the opportunity for the Reds. Like, see, there is four against three. It's so much complicated, and they're replaying so easily, doing the transition from offensive to defensive. It's complicated, Peter.
Well, Stamfa right now has been the only aggressor, and that's going to be a throw-in. Is it going to be a? Just trying to see if it is going to be a throw-in or is it going to be a free kick?
No, it's a throw-in.
Okay, it can't see the far sideline from this angle. My apologies. So throw-in that will deflect back. Lady Reds still have the possession. It's not as if they don't know how to score. Again, they are 5-2 on the season. It's just the defense and midfielders for the University of Chicago have been staunch, to say the least. Only one solid attempt, and that was by Stanfa with a beautiful save. by Malone. Yep. And right back were the way of the Maroons, clearing to mid, watching the possession, pushing ahead, but Lady Red's able to get it. Hits off the shin pad, still within play. Clock continues to run. Do the Maroons have one more attack in them? They will have a throw-in.
Let me tell you something, Peter. They always give the ball to the person who has the most chances to go in deep and then center the ball instead of having the possession and I will do everything. No, they give the ball to anybody and they have a substitution. Enter for the Maroons number 15. That is Chloe Mahioi, right?
Yes, by my mark I have Chloe Masiolek.
Masiolek, yeah. She's good. And unfortunately, she's a defender, but she's strong. So now you can see they only have three defenders, and the midfield becomes a row of five midfields. And that is why, because they're going to split the ball. So they know they don't have enough power to go in at least half of the field. So you must be forward your defenses on your midfield and create these
Maroons chip ahead, but right into the goalkeeper's hands. Firmonic earning her playing time today. Again, aggressive right off of the goal kick. Maroons, taken away by Lady Reds. Good job sticking her foot out there and just getting it in the path of that pass. 2:10 remains, opening half, 2-0. Taken away, Maroons, they're on the attack. They go far sideline, push, no call, 2-on-1. Maroons regain possession, making a mark past. Still in play, 11-on-11. We're waiting to see what the whistle's going to be, and we are at, my count, eighth corner of the opening half.
And let's see if they put it in the same situation. Two players in each post, and there it goes. They're going to put it one over in front of the goalkeeper, another one in the nearest post, and they have five players stuck over there and giving 1-2-3 advantage of two players, and here comes the center.
Nice. High, not able to get a left foot. Will it roll out of bounds? And it will. So it will be a goal kick. That was probably the longest pass or longest inbound from a corner kick that we've seen today. It actually, she outkicked her whole team. Trying to take a stab at it with the right foot was Masiolek, who recently checked into the game. We are now here in the final 60 seconds of play in your opening half. 2-0. Still your score. And that will be a knee go out of bounds. Masiolek will have a throw in for Carthage. Avancic. Header back. Looking for the left foot. Nothing there. Chip ahead. Taking over is Cervantes.
Ooh.
Falling are the Lady Reds. That was Cat that fell. Maroons pushing. 30 seconds left. Are they going to be in enough of the zone to take even a far shot? Far sideline. Fadden. Goes a bit to mid. Ducks out of the way. Will we have that far shot? Near sideline. We're at 10. We're at 9. Will she make another push? Mishandles. Mid. Chip. In. Back. Header. And the Lady Reds almost a header. Oh! If there had been two more seconds, Maroons might have been up three. But at the end of 1-2-0, your score, your home Maroons out of the University of Chicago lead the Lady Reds of Carthage College. We'll take a timeout when we come. Second half action here on the Maroon Broadcast Network and Facebook Live, powered by the Illinois Media School and the BNAir.com network.